This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The market for U.S. Treasuries, that is federal government debt, might be a little bit stressed given the whole debt limit imbroglio. But you know what's not stressed? The corporate bond market. So far this month, corporate debt issuance is up 68% compared to April. That's according to the research outfit Credit Sites. And you might think companies would be holding off on borrowing given how much interest rates have gone up over the past year. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, businesses have plenty of reasons to load up on debt right now.
One reason corporate borrowing is up this month is because some big mergers are underway, including Pfizer's $43 billion purchase of the biotech company Seagen. Drew Pascarella, senior lecturer of finance at Cornell University, says it also helps that government treasury bond rates have been relatively stable.
Corporate bond rates are a function of the treasury bond rates. They're priced off of the treasury bond rate. So the more stable those rates are, the more predictable bond rates will be for corporate issuers.
Companies are also keeping an eye on all the will they, won't they in Congress over raising the debt limit, says Chuck Tomes at Manulife Investment Management.
So they're trying to get ahead of a time where it could become a little more volatile.
That's because if the government does default on its debt, there's a chance that government bonds might not pay out, says Winnie Caesar, global head of strategy at Credit Sites.
And if there is uncertainty about whether investors will actually get paid back, then most likely investors are going to be kind of conserving their cash.
And if investors hold on to their cash, corporate borrowing could get even more expensive, since companies would have to lure investors by paying more interest.
And if I'm a management team who needs to raise some cash, I'd probably rather just get it done today.
Caesar says we also don't know if the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates again next month and whether a recession will happen this year. All reasons, she says, that companies would rather borrow now than later. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.